From rock and roll icons to television and film stars, you're on the line with Meatball.
D95.
Hey, it's Bert Kreischer calling in.
Bert, how are you, my friend?
I am doing great.
You feel good this early in the morning out on the road?
No, I'm not. I haven't even left yet. I'm not on the road yet.
Oh, really? So I've been watching your YouTube channel. I was watching the Hot Summer Nights vlog, and I saw that you did some shows out in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. We did. Those were like a month ago. I'm just a slow editor. I'm horrible at editing. We taught my buddy Jesus how to swim. And so we bring a film crew with us on these tours, and then we just shoot stuff. So one of the places, I think in Wichita, we're getting those inflatable water slides, and we're having them delivered to the drive-in.
Yeah.
And we're going to have water slides all day.
No way.
Yeah.
So all right.
I've got a producer in Denver who sets up everything and kind of organizes everything. And she called me yesterday. She goes, hey, would you like to do one of those inflatable obstacle courses? And I was like, find out what they have and get one of everything and have them set it up for the afternoon for us to be on water slides all day. It'd be great.
That's amazing. Yeah, so you're telling me I should bring my swimsuit on Monday.
Yeah, bring your swimsuit. We'll have inflatable water slides.
Well, how are you, man? How are things?
Everything's great. I've been, you know, this, I think this, these tour saves my life because I can't just sit at home. I lose my mind. I was home for the first like 45 days of quarantine. I didn't drink at all. Uh-huh. I was stone sober. I was running like 5 miles every day, and I started losing it. I was like, this is not who I am. And then I started drinking again a little bit, but then when we went on tour, I got to go hard in the paint, and that's what my body needed.
Right. Well, I know.
So I look forward to this tour, like going, it's nice to get back out. You know what it is? I said to someone the other day, I was like, I'm done with quarantine. I want to go to a concert. I want someone to bump in me, spill a beer on my chest, and go, sorry, bro. That's what I'm looking for in life.
Dude, I'm right there with you. I would get no greater joy out of smelling just completely awful, walking out of a venue soaked in my sweat, other people's sweat, and whatever drink was spilled on me that night.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you forget how interactive we have been. Like, you watch a movie now. I'm watching a movie the other day, and I'm like, they're all just getting infected. They're so close to each other.
Yeah.
And I need that thought process out of my head. I need to get rid of it. I need a vaccine. Look, I'm happy to work in these drive-ins as long as we are in you know, being socially distant and being safe.
Yeah.
But the second this drops, man, I'm going back to a small, dingy comedy club where you can smell someone fart.
You did those shows in Phoenix, and I was watching the vlog. Tell me about the moment you walked out on stage and saw that crowd again.
I got emotional. I almost thought I was going to start crying.
Yeah.
You know, because you forget, all of us think this can't be taken away from us. Even if you get canceled, you know, you can still do your local comedy club. You can still work at the Cellar or the Comedy Store. They'll always have you back.
Right.
But like doing the road, when it got taken away from us from the pandemic, I just realized how valuable all that was and just the connection with people. And then to watch people laugh, you go, no joke, this might be the first time they laughed in like 98 days.
Yeah.
You know, there has not been a lot of funny news I don't know if you've been following. They canceled Ellen, for Christ's sake. I mean,
right.
They just canceled her for being mean. The poor woman was a closeted lesbian throughout the most horrific time in America when no one was sensitive to anything. First person to come out, I thought she was untouchable.
Yeah.
Man, they went after her.
So now you don't even get dancing on TV anymore.
Yeah, by the way, that dancing on TV was so phony. I remember seeing that going like, no one feels like that every day. Like, come on.
If I were doing that show, it's like, oh, it's time to dance. There would be days where I just kind of do the weird little goth kid shuffle.
Being told to dance is almost akin to being told to ask to someone to tell you a joke.
Which, again, going back to the summer vlog, that kid that saw you and was like, are you a YouTuber? That might have been one of my favorite moments of that whole video.
Yeah, he goes, are you a YouTuber? I go, no, I'm just a guy who's worked his entire career to get in movies and television.
Tell me a joke.
And then I started telling him the machine story, and he's like, I don't get it. And I was like, yeah, you know what? My kids don't either. It's crazy where celebrity lands these days. Like, what people find, like my friend fell down a flight of stairs. He was going to walk his dog, and his dog pulled the leash, and he fell down the front steps of his house, and he got it on his Ring cam. and he posted it to TikTok. His son did. He posted it to his son's TikTok, and it went viral, right?
Right.
And then he's like, he called me, he goes, what do I do with this? Like, I mean, like, what would you suggest? Like, what's the next step? And I was like, dude, you fell down a flight of stairs. Like, stay being a lawyer. There's no talent involved. You didn't like discover. He's like, yeah, but it's got like millions of views. Like, can I capitalize on it? And I'm like, no. Yeah, it's like the people that go, you know, I'm thinking about getting a podcast. I got a lot of interesting things to say. I'm like, no, dude, I get so many of those podcasts. There was a guy that did a podcast. And he was doing a podcast. He just got out of prison.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, man, check it out. And it was so tone deaf. Like, he had been talking with dudes that had been in prison for the last 10 years of his life. And so he was still talking like he was in prison. Like, the things he was saying, I was like, bro, don't share this with anybody. Like, this is a bad idea.
This is evidence. Like, you don't need this. Don't put this out there.
Oh, God. But it's crazy, you know? Like, it's crazy because you should be allowed to do whatever you want. Like, my wife has a podcast, and she loves it, mm-hmm. and it's great. People like it. I mean, I'm not a fan, but people seem to like it. And and you should be able to do whatever you want. That's what's beautiful about, you know, what's going on with social media is you can now do a vlog, you can do unboxing series, you can have a podcast, you can do whatever you want. That's great.
Yeah.
But there is, you know, as someone who's in broadcasting, I'm sure you know, there's a little bit of work that goes into it. Just to think that you can just do it and become a star is crazy.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's talk about this tour a little bit because it is unique. You know, we've seen some artists that are doing like these drive-in shows, but it's a pre-recorded, you know, concert that they just play on the screen and you go watch. You're actually there at these drive-in shows, right?
Oh, yeah. By the way, I would love, if they can greenlight us just doing a special and then putting it on the big screen, I would love that. My God, I've got two of them locked and loaded, Secret Time and Hey Big Boy.
Right, right.
But for me, it was being out and being there. So we travel with our own stage. Mm-hmm. We get there the day before, we set up a stage, we do a three-camera shoot, so we shoot it, me doing the show on stage, and it goes up on the big screen. So it's all live. Mm-hmm. So, and then all the audio feed runs through their FM station, and it's really great. I've really enjoyed them. You know, I did six to see if I liked it, and I had so much fun. I called my agent on the first one and was like, yo, line up more of these. It's a cool experience. I think people, I know for a fact that it feels like people are very appreciative
right.
that you're coming out and you're allowing them to get out of their house and you're allowing them an opportunity where they can stay socially distant or socially safe or however safe they want to be.
Right.
Most people tailgate, have beers, set up little air stations because you have your own space. You have your area where your car is.
Right.
Most people set up little party stations, which is awesome. And they're respectful of everyone else's space. So that's all you can ask.
Now, is the laughter, because I know, you know, comedians, you kind of feed off of that crowd, that roar of laughter coming at you. Is that affected throughout this? Because, I mean, you got people sitting in their cars.
No, I mean, clearly you can't hear everyone laughing, but you hear enough people laughing where you get the feedback you need.
Right.
Like, it's not silent. Like, people have been very respectful. There's no honking or like, heckling. Not that you could hear a heckle from the cars in the back. But,
right, right.
But you definitely, like, the first joke I told was my fly was down. And someone said, your fly's down. And the camera got it, and I turned to this 90-foot-by-90 screen, and I said, I just want to take my junk out right now and see how big I think it should look. And the crowd had a huge pop with laughter, and I was like, oh, this is the same. This is fine. This is going to be perfect.
Now, have you had to like kind of retool how you do your sets? Because I know you're kind of a creature of habit. You know, when you do these shows, I've heard you talk about it on the Burtcast before. You know, have you had to kind of retool how you do your sets now?
No, not really. I think, you know, I think for one, I don't mess around a lot. Like the one thing that with stand up at drive-ins that I noticed is if you screw around, you can lose them. Mm-hmm. Meaning like you can take chances, but you can't like be indulgent. So you got to kind of focus. And you do an hour. Like if I'm doing a theater, if I'm doing a club, I'll do an hour 45. If I'm doing a theater, I definitely do an hour 20. But when you do drive-ins, you do 1 hour. You keep it tight. You bring thunder. You tell the machine story, you wrap it up, and you just, you don't mess around. I bring three comics to like keep it fresh.
Sure.
But the shows have been really great.
Good. Good. Now who all's coming out on the road with you?
This time I think it's me, Dave Williamson, Mark Norman, and then we'll have special guests in whatever city we're in.
Okay.
Like people, like, because all the comics, you know, left New York and LA and they're back with their parents.
Right.
So like Nikki Glaser's coming out, I think in St. Louis or Kansas City.
Right.
Greg Warren's coming out.
Okay.
I think Attell's coming out. But I've reached out to all my friends and said, yo, if you want to come to a spot,
right,
come out and do a spot. The problem is not everyone's done comedy in a while.
Right,
so most people are really like, have real bad like Bambi legs. So
I was hoping.
And a drive-in's not where you want to cut your teeth for the first time in a year.
right. I was hoping you were going to say Jesus was coming with you because he, I actually got to talk to him a couple months ago and I promised him that when he came to Wichita, we were going to go taco truck hopping. But, you know, even if Jesus isn't here, you're more than welcome to come taco truck hopping with me when you get here.
I would love that. I would love that. Sadly, we can't leave the bus. Like, we sign a contract just to make sure it's all safe, where we kind of stay socially distant the entire trip.
Really?
So, yeah, because it just became complicated. Like, if you gave an inch, it ended up looking like a mile.
Fair enough.
So what we do is we all just got COVID tests yesterday, just got our results back yesterday, and everyone's negative. So then now everyone's kind of quarantined. We'll get on the bus. We'll take the bus out. We have a stop in Sedona where we're going on a hike, which is socially distant.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go to Amarillo. We got a boat, so we're socially distant there. So we have stuff to do during the day, but they're always very, like, specifically out of the way from everyone. So, like, when we get all these water slides,
right,
we will be, they will set them up, we'll be the only ones on them, we'll get off them, they'll tear them down, and then we'll go on to the next city.
Okay. So you kind of have your own little NBA bubble going on then.
Oh, it's a hardcore bubble, and we all live on a bus, and by the end, we all smell like each other, and we're all having our periods at the same time.
I would imagine bus travel with a bunch of comics has just got to be the best experience ever.
It is awesome, especially with what's going on with comics getting canceled.
Yeah,
we literally are gossiping like crazy.
Well, and the hot summer vlog that you did, I was impressed with your planking ability, by the way.
Thank you. 3+ minutes.
Yeah, I think I could do 3 minutes in about 6 intervals of 30 seconds.
Oh, if there's money on the line, I'll be shocked what I can do to my body. My body can take big. I am like very. Very, 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 I've hurt myself, let's just say. I blew out both my biceps on this last tour because we did a bicep challenge,
uh-huh,
and I just would not stop doing biceps. So I wanted to win.
You know, the last time we talked, I was telling you about a healthy podcast we were doing over here. It was Forgive Me Food, For I Have Sinned.
Ooh, I like that.
That kind of went by the wayside when all this started because it kind of, you know, it affected everybody, you know, working in entertainment. And I kind of went in the opposite direction. I felt like it was a bad example to do a healthy weight loss podcast and me be gaining weight.
By the way, I need to be doing that podcast. I've been doing nothing but gaining weight.
I really want to get it restarted, but I'm so afraid to go to the gym right now. Like it is insane. Even the gym in my building, especially the gym in my building, because I know the people I live with.
Yeah. You know, I'm putting a couple kettlebells on the bus,
mm-hmm,
and some weights. And then after this tour, I'm going to Macon to do a TV show for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am just going to, I can get to a place where I just go, all right, I'm going to do 1,000 squats. And then I'll just do 1,000 squats throughout the day with a kettlebell. So that's my goal, is to try to lose some weight while I'm shooting this TV show in Macon.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll join you on that. How's that?
Please, I'm a CWA right now.
I'd put some money on the line to make it, you know, interesting, but I don't make that much. I mean, I work at radio.
Wait, how much do you weigh right now?
Right now, I'm pushing 320.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, for real.
How tall are you?
5'11".
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about 245, 250 right now.
Now, the last time you talked to me, though, I think I was right around 290. So I've put on 30 or 40 pounds in about 7 months.
Yeah, but that's, you know what? It's impossible to lose weight when you're in this in this coronavirus. It's impossible. Yeah. Although my wife's done it, but it's impossible. My wife's down 20 pounds. And she's like, I love it. I feel in great shape. I'm like, oh, great.
Well, we need her secret then. That's what we need.
She got a personal trainer. She pays him through the nose.
Ah, see, again, that money thing.
Yeah, it's a money thing. You know what, though? It's expensive. It's like $75 a session. Oof. And I said to her, I was like, that's really expensive. She's like, listen, idiot, I don't spend money on anything. I don't ask for fancy bags, nothing. All I want is my health. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. That makes total sense. Okay.
See, I've tried doing it before. It was like I did the month free trial or whatever, and then I just canceled, but I was taking notes through the whole thing. I was like, all right, I'm going to get this whole plan down. And then
my brain goes there too. Like I had a trainer, me and Segura took a trainer who would do these workout treadmills. You had the treadmill workouts. Yeah. You had to go there and do it. And in my head, I was like, all right, I got three down. Now I have a treadmill at home. I'm just going to do those workouts. And then, but then I messed them up and I'm like, and I had walking. Yeah. There's a difference. When you have like a trainer, he's on you. He's like, no, don't stop. You're like, okay, I won't stop. Yeah. But when it's you by yourself, you're like, all right, I'm going to walk this mile.
Yeah. Then it becomes, you know, a place for your dirty laundry to go. And it just, it becomes a mess.
Yeah. I got lucky. I bought a really expensive treadmill right before quarantine started. Uh-huh. So I've been on this treadmill. I've loved this treadmill. I get on this treadmill every single day. Drink a bottle of wine, walk 5 miles, watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, get in the pool, go to sleep, done.
Well, when you guys get here, we need to be trading some health stories. Maybe we can motivate each other to lose a few pounds here, because you're firing me up a little bit, man, and I need it.
Oh, you know what you do? Go on YouTube and watch this kid, Nathan Florence, right?
Okay.
He's in Hawaii. He's a pro surfer.
Yeah.
And his workout videos make you want to work out. He looks like Daniel Tosh, but he's got the goofiest smile, and he just does these, like, he records his workouts, and they inspire me so much to, like, grab a kettlebell and just start doing squats.
Okay. Well, Bert, I know your time is short, so I'm going to let you roll here, but I just want to throw this out there. I'm happy to do this interview again with you, because in December when we talked, I was, like, insanely sick when we did that interview. I had probably one of the worst colds of my entire life. I came in that day simply to do my interview with you, and I was on a ridiculous amount of high quality cough medicine, we'll call it. I went back and listened to the interview, and I was giggling like a little girl after literally everything you said. So.
Well, I got to get some of that cough medicine and spread it at my show at Wichita.
I drank it all.
Dude, I had some codeine when I had a really bad chest infection, and they gave me codeine, and I remember being at the Comedy Store drinking codeine out of the bottle going, okay, this is the high I've been looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's exactly where my brain was in December when we talked.
Yeah, perfect.
But I'm glad that I can finally do, you know, sit down and talk with you, you know, in a clear mind, and man, I'm stoked to see you on Monday. We got the Hot Summer Nights drive-in tour coming to Wichita Monday night. Tickets for the carload available now. And follow your podcast, too, the Bertcast and Two Bears, One Cave with Tom Segura. I'm just endless entertainment on YouTube with those. We'll put the links up with this interview on the website.
Thank you, brother. That means the world, man. I'm glad you enjoyed the podcast. It's the best thing that came out of this quarantine is me and Tom started doing once a week.
Yeah.
And we love it. We're having a blast doing it.
How much Kool-Aid are you bringing with you on the tour?
Gallons. Lots of gallons. Lots of gallons.
Of the powder so you can water it down, or like you've already pre-mixed it?
No. Powder. I get little packets. They're 5 calories. They're not bad. Maybe 10 calories. Tops. 20 if you use 2 for a gallon.
Bert, I appreciate your time, brother.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Artist interviews, videos, and some general mayhem. More exclusive content at T95.com.